there, Rabbi Shimon says, you should know, Biosoi, Oy Chalitzosoi, Shalachas Mehem, Rabbi Shimon argues, no, you're allowed to be Miyabim, you can make B if you want, you can be Miyabim, the second brother's wife, or else you can make Chalitzer in her. And the Yibim or the Chalitzer in that wife is Poitera Sarosa, it part is the second one. No, what does the second one mean? The first brother's wife, there's no mitzvah yibum. Since you are miyabim, the second brother's wife, then the first brother's wife is potter, poteres terosa. What about cholatz labailus maimer? Let's say again in a case where the second brother first made maimer in the first one's wife, and then the second brother died, and now the third brother wants to make chalitza in the bailus maimer. He's making chalitza in the first brother's wife. Is alocha lo niftara tzara. It does not part of the tzara, your second brother's wife, there's still a mitzvah yibum on her. The fact you gave chalitza to the first one's wife, even though the second one made maimer, and we'll soon see, Reb Shimon is mesupik if maimer is kainer at all. There's a possibility to say maimer is not kainer at all. If maimer is not kainer at all, so it comes out that the first one's wife, there's no mitzvah at all. Who does the second one? Who does the third brother have a mitzvah on? Only on the second brother's wife. So therefore, the fact that he gave chalitza to the first one's wife would not part the second one's wife, because it's possible to say the first one has no mitzvah yibum at all. The mitzvah is only to the second one's wife. So that's what it says now. That's cholatz labailus maimer. If the third brother gave chalitza to the wife, which really was the first one's wife, just the second brother made maimer. So it's a suffix if maimer is kaina. So therefore, leniftar atzara. It is not part of the tzara. What about konsomes? Let's say the second brother first mamish married was miyabim, the first brother's wife. Mamish made yibim. V'yachakach noled loy ach. And then first the third brother was born, like the case of our second Mishnah, that first the first brother died. Then the second brother made yibim completely. And then the third brother was born. Oh, or else, shenolod layach, in the case where the brother was born, the third brother was born, v'yachakach konso, and then the second brother made yibum, umeis, then the second brother was miyabim, talocharish shteyem peturis menachlitza menayibum, both are potter from chlitza and yibum. So you see clearly, this Reb Shimon Shita. All right. It's good though, according to Tan Kama for sure. The Loch is even according to Reb Shimon also. And the Loch is, since the third brother was born, before.
Oh no, but there was a case.
It says, you're right. It says both cases, right. This is going according to Tan Kama, right. That Lamaisa, the second brother, was married to the first brother's wife. So the second brother now has two wives. So the first brother's wife is a total heir to the third brother. So when the second brother dies, both of them are potter from Yibum and Chalitza, because she's called it Tsaras Erva. So therefore, both are potter. What about? Now, Konso, let's say the second brother made Yibum first, for Nolod Layach, and then the third brother was born, the Yachakach Meith, and then the second brother dies. Again, Shteyim Pturis Menachalitza Menayibim. Divir Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, the Tanakam of our two Mishnahs that hold that there's an erva of Eches Ach Lehoi of Yolamai. The first brother's wife is always an erva to the third brother. See, if the second brother was Miyabim, the first brother's wife, so now that wife is an erva to the third brother, and the second wife of the second brother is a Tsaras erva. So therefore, the Potem Menachlitza Menayidim. That's Rabbi Meir Shita, that's the Tanakam of our Mishnah. For Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon's lashon is ho yelubo u'motza beheter. Since when the third one was born, mashma the second brother already made yibum to the first one's wife. When the third brother was born, he finds the first one's wife beheter means that she's already married to the second brother. V'loyom de'olav shorachas biyisur, and there was never a time that she was a shemeris yavim from the first brother, that there was never a time that the third brother was born, while the first one's wife is still standing, that would have been Shurachas Beisr. No, the third one was born after the second one already made Yibum. In such a case, Miyabim Liezim Em Sheyirtza. In such a case, the Hirab Shimon holds, there's no more Erev of Eshes Achshon Hoyev Yolamai, Therefore, both of them have a mitzvah yibum. You could do whichever one you want. Whichever one you could be miyabin. Or else give chalitza to whichever one you want. In other words, both of them are considered your brother's wife. Your brother died. There's a mitzvah yibum to one of them. Not to both. Either one. Take your choice. Either make yibum if you want either one, or else you can make chalitza to whichever one you want. That's from Shimon Taloch. Now, the Gemara says like this. Who says this last case? What does this Braisa have to chazer over this last case for? This last case, what purpose is it here for? If you want to say this last case is the Chiddush of Rabbi Meir, I tell you, Katoni lo. We said already. Michti, let's see. According to Rabbi Meir, the Tanakam of our Mishnah, there's no difference when the third brother was born. As long as when the first brother died, the third brother wasn't born yet. So no matter what happens afterwards, the first one's wife always remains with an Isser Eshesach to the third brother. There's no difference if when the third brother was born, the second one already made Yibum and the second one did not make Yibum. There's no difference according to Rabbi Meir. So if so, what do we have to have this last case by itself for? According to Rabbi Meir, Larvinu v'lesninu. Put the two cases together. What do you have to make a third case out of it? Put both cases together. When the first brother died, and the third one wasn't born yet, and then the third one is born, it doesn't make a difference whether the second one made Yibim already or didn't make Yibim already. There's an error of Avesha Sashloi Bilomai. So what's the purpose of this third case by itself? Elolav, you have to tell me that Rabbi Shimon, the Seif is going a Chiddush according to Rabbi Shimon. And what's the case? That when does Rabbi Shimon say there is a mitzvah yibum? Only if the third brother was born after the second brother already made yibum. First the first brother died. Then the second brother right away made a mitzvah yibum, married her. And then the third brother was born. That's when Rabbi Shimon says, if the second brother dies now, the third brother could be miyabma. Because when the third brother was born, there's no ma'er v'eshesach from the first brother. Reb Shimon holds when the second brother's miyabim her, he takes over completely the ishus. There's no more of the first brother's ishus here, so she's not called an heir but the third brother. Ma'ashen kein b'noilad. Let's say the first brother died, then the third brother was born b'noilad v'yachakach yibim, and then first the second brother was miyabim leipolik. In that case, Reb Shimon agrees to Tanakama. In such a case, Reb Shimon agrees there's no mitzvah yibum. Lamaisa, when the third brother was born, the first one's wife was still a Shemeres Yavam, so there's a matzav of mitzvah yibum. She's called an Eshesach, and the third brother can't be miyabim her, because there's no mitzvah on him, because he's an Eshesach. Shloi hoye b'lamai. They weren't alive at the same time, so at that second, she's chal an Isser Eshesach to the third brother, and the Isser never goes off. So Shema Mina, from here it's a clear raya to Rav Papa, that when does Rav Shimon argue? Only in this case. Reb Shimon only argues in a case where first the second brother made Yibum, and then the third brother was born. But in the case of the first Mishnah, where first the first brother died, then a third brother was born, and when he was born, the first one's wife was still a Shemeres Yavam, Reb Shimon agrees to the first Mishnah that she's an Erva, and then there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So as Goodwife says over this last case, according to Reb Shimon, to tell us this is the only case Reb Shimon argues. Only when the third brother was born, she was already miyubim to the second brother. First the second brother made yubim, then the third brother was born. So this is a riot for a papa, kashan, rabbishya. Now, Omamar, now we'll explain this rice we just learned. Omamar, we learned before like this. Omed hasheni lasas maimer. He has first two brothers alive. One brother died. Now the second brother now got up and wanted to make maimer. Wanted to make kedushin in his wife. Biavimtoi. But the Brisa said of Lehispik Lasas Maimer, but he did not get around to do it. Piyavimtoi, Achinadad Layach, until the third brother was born. Umeis, and then the second brother dies. So Loch Riznav goes according to everybody was saying that Rishoina Yoitsa Mishumeshis Achish Dehoi Bialomai, the first one's wife, is an Erva to the third brother, she's an Erva. Ushniya, Mashenka, and the second one's wife, they didn't make Maimer here yet, they weren't married. So the second one wife, when the second brother dies, is a mitzvah yibum. Is oicholetis oimis yabemis? Do what you want. Negate to the third brother, the second brother, they were alive at the same time. So when the second brother dies, the second brother only has one wife, his wife falls to yibum to the third brother. That's what the Braisa says. So now, the Gemara asks, my omad umay lohispik. What does it mean to say he got up to make Maimer, but he didn't do it? So what? He didn't do it. For the Gemara Manashach, if he made Maimer, say he made Maimer. Vi lo yovid, and if he did not make Maimer, lo yovid, he didn't do it. Like, what's this modern lashon? He wanted to make Maimer, but he didn't do it yet. So he didn't do it.
Kavanah is important.
No, it means nothing. He didn't make Maimer, though. Lamaisri wasn't Mekadisha. The second brother didn't do anything to the first one's wife yet. So it's as if he didn't make Maimer at all. What's the difference that he wanted to? Rotsa means nothing here. Either he did or he didn't, Prati Gemara. So Moses is like this. The case is like this. Elo omad midaito v'lo hispik midaito. He wanted to make kedushin with midaito. He asked her, listen, I want to be mekadosh you now. Eventually, I'm going to make yibum with you. But there's an inyan midrabbon first to make kedushin with her. Give him aimer. So he went to her and said, here, take the case of kedushin. I want to make kedushin with you. And she didn't agree. She said, nothing doing. I don't want to marry you. Elo bar korcha. So the mice was then the second brother forced her. He threw the case of kedushin to her. That's the shiloh. And the chiddush is that it's not called maimer. Maimer is not koiner. That's the chiddush. That even though lemaisti he did make maimer, but he did it by korach. He forced her to take the money. The chiddush is that's not called kedushin even with rabbanon. And what's the chiddush? Oh, the like Rabbi, not like Rabbi Shita. The Tanya will learn like this. If one of the brothers gets up and is mekadosh his brother's wife. When your brother died without children, and mitzvah yibum, one of the brothers now made kedushin, made a maimer in this brother's wife. But shleimi daita, she didn't agree, she didn't accept, she didn't want it. Rabbi yoimer kona, Rabbi says it's like a kona. Midrabbanan, it is called kedushin, she a kona. The chachamim maimrim loy kona. That's pshat now, Bryce, like the chachamim. You're not kona. Now the Gemara explains, what's the machlokes here? My time with the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reason to say Maimer is kind of bakorchom? Goma mi biya. That the Kedushin, the Rabbonin of Maimer, we learn out from the Kedushin of Yibum, of biya, the Yivoma. Ma biya the Yivoma, just like when you do the mitzvahs biya, to Mekai mitzvahs Yibum midiraisa, when you kind of bakorchom we had before already. That a Yavim could be miyabma, even bakorchom, even shleimi daita, as long as he has biya with her. He's kind of midiraisa, because Yevama, Mitzvah Yevam is like your Zika ready, it's only Gemar Kedushin. It's like you're ready, Mekudish to already, and Yevam is only Kenis, is only the Gemar. So Gemar Dovi could do even Bakorcha. Kids, we had a apostle before, could do it even Bakorcha. Yeah, that we said this. She has a right to say no. So no means Bezdim will listen to and tells him not to do it. But if he did do it already, Fafal, he's Mekudish already. Rashi be Yevama by Korchus Rashi. The Imbol Leho Afilu Biyonis Kona. If you are Manasa, you force her. We had a drasha before that even by Korchus you Mekadisha. The Yibum Eschal. So Rabbi holds, you learn out this Kedushin, the Rabbanon of Maimer, from the Mitzvahs Yibum. Just like the Bi is good by Korchus, Kedushin the Yevama is also by Korchus. Rabbanon say no. Gamri mi Kedushin the Alma. What you're doing now, Maimer is a Maisa Kedushin. So good as only with Rabbonin, but learn it out how Kedushin is Midiraisa. Ma Kedushin Diyalma, just like a regular Kedushin when you go to a wife. Midaita, it's only if she agrees, Av Kedushin Diyavama Midaita. Who are then when you make Kedushin with the Yavama, it's also only if she agrees. If she does not agree, the Kedushin even with Rabbonin is not Chal. But my Kimifligi, what's the Machlagis Tolian? Ma Sova Milu Diyavama, Mimilu Diyavama, Hevel Elamelef. Rabbi Svar is, learn out in Yonam of Yevama from in Yonam of Yevama. True Maimer is only Kedushin Midrabbonin. But you're doing this Kedushin in the Yevama. So learn out from Din Yevama. Din Yevama is you could be Miyab Mo Bakorcha. So what then this Kedushin in the Yevama is also Bakorcha. Omasa Bechom say no, Mila the Kedushin, Mimila the Kedushin, Hevel El Melech. There's more of a Svar to learn out Kedushin from a regular Kedushin. Just like a regular Kedushin is only Midaita if she agrees. By Koch, you can't force her to marry her. Here also, by the Yevama, if you want to make Maima with her, it's only Midaita, not by Koch. That's the Chiddush of this Braisa. That Omad means he wanted to do it, and Lahispik, she didn't agree to do it Midaita, but Lamais, he did it by Koch. So the Chiddush of the Braisa is that that's not called Maima. Not like Rabbi, but like the Chacham. Now, then the Mishnah says, what about also a maimer? Let's say the second brother, Mamish, made a maimer in the Yevama. First brother died, the second brother now made maimer. V'yachakach noilud layach. And then first the third brother was born. Oy or else shenoilud layach. First the third brother was born. V'yachakach osa ba maimer. And then the second one made maimer. Umeis. And then the second one dies. Salochariz. Rishoina yoitza mishumeis zachos lohev yalamai. The first one's wife is a total heir of to all at the Chom Shita, it's Eshes Achshahoy V'Yolamai. The third brother was not alive at the same time the first brother was alive, his wife always remains an heir of. Ushniya, now the second one's wife, Choletzes Loimis Yabemis, Heis Midirabonon, you can't make Yibim to her. Because Midirabonon, since the second brother made Maimur with the first one's wife, so Midirabonon, the second one's wife is a Tzara Sereva. So Tzara Sereva, you can't make Yibam. So with the Rabban and the Din is, you have to only make Chalitza and not Yibam. That's good. Now the Braisa goes on and says that Rabbi Shimon Shita was Bi Osoi Oy Chalitzosoi Shalachas Mehen Poitera Sarosa. Shimon says, no, if you make Yibam in one, it partners automatically the other one. For the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Ahaykoi, which one is he be miyabim? What's the case? What's the Bishim saying? In the case where the second brother died, if he makes Yibim in any one of them, the Yibim helps. Which one? Which case? Elaim, if you want to tell me we're talking about a case. Ah, noilud layach. That's first the third brother was born. V'yach ha-kach osa b'maymer. And then first the second brother made maymer. For the Gemara, how could that be? Ho'amarto, you told her, you said already, b'noilad. If the third brother was born first, ulev saiv Yibim, and then the Maisi Yibim goes on, Leipolog Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't argue. Reb Shimon agrees that she's an Eishas Ashahoy Bilamoy. She's an heir to the third brother. If the third brother was born, at the time when he was born, the first one's wife is still a Yavama. She's still a Shemeris Yavama. Shemeris Yavam. She's called an heir to the third brother. So the third brother, there's no Mrs. Yibim. She's Potel Gamri. So that can't be the case that Reb Shimon says you can make Bir or Chalitza. Ela, the case has to be Aosa b'maimer. The case is the first brother died, and the second brother right away made a maimer, made a kedushin the rabbanin. V'yachakach noilad loy ach, and then first the third brother was born. The case is like this: Cholat lebailas maimer. If the third brother now goes and gives chalitza to the bailas maimer, the locher is lenifter atzara. The fact he give chalitza to that lady, to the first one's wife, which was had maimer to the second one, does not part to the second one's wife totally. My time of why? Mishum deheve tzora vadai. Because the tzora means the second one's real wife, she's like a vadai mitzvah yibam. When the second brother died, his wife really should fall to the third brother. They were alive at the same time. Now a bailas maimer, suffik. The bailas maimer is only a suffik if there's a mitzvah yibam altogether or not. Because Maimer by Sais is a Sofer Koiner or Sofer Na Koiner. Like the second one made Maimer. There's a Tzat to say Maimer is Koiner, so then when the third brother was born, there would be a Mitzvah Yibam on her. Because she, when the third brother was born, she's already Mekudosh to the second brother, there's no Mereish Yisach from the first brother. But it's a Tzat to say Maimer is not Koiner. If Maimer is not Koiner, so she's still called the Eish Yisach of the first brother, and she's an Erva. So therefore, v'yein sofik meitzim edevadai. Therefore, if you just give chalitza to the bailas maimer, it is not part of the other wife. If the third brother only gives chalitza to the bailas maimer, he still has to give chalitza to the other wife, to the second brother's second wife. Because maybe maimer is not kainah. So your chalitza was in vain. She's an eshes achshahoy b'olamai. The second brother's wife has the mitzvah yibum. So akoponim, you have to give chalitza to her. Yosef Rav Menashia Bar Zvid, came with Rav Huna, the Yosef Ukomar, my time with Rav Shimon. So he came out now and said, what's the reason of Rav Shimon? For the Gemara, my time with Rav Shimon, Kediyomar Taima, we already said this for Rav Shimon. Hoyelubo Motza Beheter, that the case is again, the first brother dies, and the second brother right away makes Yibam. And now the third brother is born, so Rav Shimon holds, when the third brother is born, he finds that wife Beheter. She's already married to the second brother, so the Yisr Reish Yisach of the first brother went off already. And she wasn't alive at any time to have an Yisr Reish Yisach. So that's Reb Shimon's Svara. For the Gemara, if so, my time with the Rabbanin? What's the time with the Rabbanin then? If the third brother was born after the second one was Miyabim already, it's not the first one's wife anymore. She's the second one's wife. So when the second one dies, why isn't there a mitzvah yibum? On Makro, the Gemara says, the pasuk says, "V'loch chalay liyisha v'yivma." Mashma, even after you miyabim your brother's wife, adayin yivumim or rishonim aleha, she's still called a little bit your brother's wife. The Esther Eish Yisach does not go off totally. She's still called a little bit your brother's wife. So therefore, when the second one dies, negated to the third brother, she's still called an erva. Because even after the second brother made yibum, lemaisa, she's still an Eish Yisach of the first brother. That's this pasuk. V'loch chalay liyisha means that you should be miyabim her, but for yivma, that means even after you make yibum, they're still called the din yibum there. Still called the ishus of the first ones. The first one is still here. That's loshen adayin yivum rishonim aleha. That's the machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. Reb Shimon holds that when you make yibum, the first one's ishus goes off totally. So she's only married to the second one. When the second one dies, it's a mitzvah yibum. The Rabbanan hold, no, there's still a little bit ishus of the first brother around still, so there's still the heir of Eish Yisach, negia to the third brother. Feel like Rashi says, V'loch chalay liyisha b'yivma, Rashi says, Afagav shekonsa, even though you miyabim your brother's wife, adayin kruya yivama, she's still called yivama. That's the time of the Rabbanan, that even after the second brother is miyabim, the first one's wife, and then a third brother was born, still the third brother is also to that wife. Now the verse says, Elo hodetnan, that we learned before. Konsa, we made a drasha that once you miyabim your brother's wife, again, one brother dies without children, so the other brother is miyabim. Once you miyabim, you marry her, we had a drasha before, harehi kish telechol davar, that she's your wife for everything. V'yom Rab Yosi bar Chanina, Malamed, what does it come to teach us? That after you make yibum, now if you want to get rid of her,